Thank you. Thank you very much.
You have announced, Mr. Mbabazi, your intention to run for president. First of all, why do you want to be president of Uganda?
The reason is we are going to have an election after 30 years of government by NRM. And I think there is a general feeling in the country that maybe it's time for change of leadership.
So what is it that you will do differently? Because after all, you have been a member of the NRM for much of your life, I will say. And some Ugandans might wonder, they might see you as a kind of a old wine in a new bottle.
Yes, you know, as I said in my statement, when I made that declaration, the NRM has performed very well in the last 30 years. It obviously has been a success story. There is no doubt about it. But, you know, James, the Bible says there is always time for everything. We've had the leadership, which has led us well all this time. And there comes a time when there will be change. In my view, in light especially of the history of Uganda, and in light of the successes that we have registered, it is reasonable for people to expect the continuation of that success, even as they desire change. So my offer will be to lead that process of changeover. And the theme of my presentation is that this coming election is about the future, making Uganda work for everyone.
You have been quoted as saying that you would like to associate with everyone, including even the opposition, if it will bring about unity to solve Uganda's problems. Would you be willing to join the opposition, let's say, if you fail to get the nomination of the NRM?
My point all along has been that Uganda now is at a stage where we need the effort of everyone. Nobody should be left behind for us to achieve the objective of takeoff.
So have you had talks with anyone in the opposition about the possibility of coming together and bringing about this consensus or what?
Well, we have always been talking. You know, we are not enemies. I don't consider myself an enemy of the opposition. And certainly they should not consider me their enemy.
Mr. Mbabazi, the opposition in Uganda has been crying for electoral reform for many years now. For example, the need for a new electoral commission, one that is not, according to them, not appointed by President Museveni, and the whole issue of government control of the media. I wonder, what's your view?
Obviously, we need reforms in our electoral laws. These are necessitated by the experience we had of the previous elections. Any Democrat would support the idea that where the law is lacking, we should make it better.
Mr. Mbabazi, we do thank you very much for talking with us here on Daybreak Africa.
Well, it's been a pleasure, my brother, and I look forward to talking to you again in the near future.